Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Victory Network Radio Station, where we're transforming the nation with the Word of God, with our host prophetess, Sherita Berry.
To God be the glory, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Glory to God. I am Sheila, Prophetess Sherita Berry. I want to welcome everyone on this morning. Glory to God around the world, around the country, both far and wide and near. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. For Jesus. Hallelujah. It's the only way to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is the only way to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God brings joy in the morning, healing throughout the day. Glory to God. If you need healing in your body, mind, and soul, glory to God, healing is available unto you on this day in the name of Jesus. Let us go into prayer. Glory to God. Before we get on with our devotional scripture on this morning, glory to God, and our devotional quote on this morning, glory to God. Remember, if you need prayer or know someone that stands in need of prayer, glory to God, email SheritaBrightMinistries@Outlook.com. SheritaBrightMinistries@Outlook.com. If you have a loved one that's in a hospital due to COVID-19 or a loved one that's in a hospital due to other sickness, illness, and infirmities, and you would like us to add them to the sick and shut in prayer list, email me SheritaBrightMinistries@Outlook.com. That's S as in Sam, H A R as in red, E as in egg, T as in Tom, A as in apple. That's SHARETA, Berry, B as in ball, E as in egg, R as in red, Y as in yellow. That's Sherita Berry Ministries. M as in Mary, I as in ice cream, N as in Nancy, I as in ice cream, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, R as in red, I as in ice cream, E as in egg, S as in Sam, Sherita Berry Ministries at Outlook.com. Glory to God. If you have a loved one or know someone that's in a hospital due to COVID-19 or they have other sickness or illnesses and you would like us to add them to our sick and shut-in list, glory to God. God, I thank you for bringing us here this morning. I do not take this day lightly as we come before you, humbling ourselves with a heart of repentance, bowing down to feet. God, ask for forgiveness. We've done things knowingly, unknowing. I cancel every curse, hex, or vex, or spell, every spiritual wickedness in high places, demonic activity, prince of Persia, principalities, rulers of darkness, every imp, and we cast it into the bottomless pit in the name of Jesus. We cancel every sign of deceit and deception, every spirit of backlash, retaliation, vindication, every spirit of torment, torture, spirits of manipulation, in the name of Jesus, spirits of chaos and confusion and distraction. We cancel those assignments in the name of Jesus. We shut down first and second heaven in the name of Jesus. We seal up every crack and every crevice, every door, every entry point, every window, every access point, in the name of Jesus, every point of entry in the name of Jesus, and we seal it shut with the blood of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. We shut down and we render every diabolical demon, every witch, warlock, soothsayer, psychic, medium, necromancer, witch doctor, voodoo doctor, those are astral plane. We shut them down right now in the name of Jesus. We render them powerless. We confuse their language. We close up all the portals and the access point, the entry points, the doorways, the windows, the hallways, the byways, and the in every crack and crevices that they're using. We shut down the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus, and we seal it shut with the blood of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for your unmerited favor, your grace, your mercy, your loving kindness that follows us all the days of our life in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now for your angels that you assigned to our life to serve, to protect, and to cover us, and to fight and war on our behalf in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for the sick and the shut-in. We pray for those that have COVID-19 that are in the hospital and those that are in quarantine and those in the isolation. We pray for divine healing, miracles of healing to fall upon them right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for those on Capitol Hill, the senators and Republicans, that they will come to agreement, Lord God, in things, and they will meet each other in the middle in the name of Jesus and come to agreement on this week in the name of Jesus. We pray for the president and his family, the vice president and his family. We pray for Joe Biden and his family, Kamala Harris and her family, and those other men and women that are running for the presidential election, and those men and women that are running for Congress and Senate around the country and around the world in the name of Jesus. We pray for the primary elections that's taking place in some states in the name of Jesus. We pray for the upcoming presidential election in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. God, I praise you. I give you glory and I give you honor. We pray for our young people in the name of Jesus here in America and abroad. We pray for their households. We pray for their families in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for divine protection in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for your consuming fire that's sweeping across the land, that's lighting up everything that is unclean, ungodly, unholy, that's abomination to your eyesight, ear gates, and nostrils. God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, for divine protection, divine covering from the sins and the tares and the wiles of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for setting in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your angels that you're assigned to our life that are fighting right now on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Jesus, God, I thank you for increase as we decrease. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for signs, miracles, and wonders. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for miracles of heaven. I thank you, God, for promotion comes from you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for the doors that you have already closed that no man can open. And I thank you for the doors that you opened that no man can close. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for everything that you've done on today, God. I thank you for the things you've done yesterday. I thank you for the things that you're doing, you already done. Lord God, I thank you for divine appointments in the name of Jesus, divine interventions, God. I thank you in the name of Jesus, divine miracles that will take place on today. God, I thank you for phone calls, God, that people will receive. I thank you, God, that some will receive money in the mail. I thank you, Lord God, some will receive unexpected money in their account, Lord God, to pay bills, to buy food, in the name of Jesus, to buy school supplies, in the name of Jesus, to pay for prescription medicine, in the name of Jesus, to pay for that doctor's appointment, in the name of Jesus, to do whatever they need to do on today in the name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you as I seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I say amen. Glory to God. I want to say good morning to everyone and welcome to morning devotion. In the name of Jesus, I am Shayla, Prophetess Rita Berry. And our devotional quote comes from on this morning, comes from the book I wrote entitled The Woman Within Me Prayer Book. Glory to God. Today is Wednesday as we give God praise and we give him glory for all that he's done in the name of Jesus. And our devotional quote is, Lord God, you are my keeper and my protector. Lord God, you are my keeper and my protector. Glory to God. And our scripture comes from Psalms 23, verses 1 through 6. Psalms 23, verses 1 through 6. From the King James Version Bible. Hallelujah. And it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Glory to God. That was Psalms 23, verses 1 through 6. Glory to God. Hallelujah, from the King James Version Bible. And that is our devotional on this morning. Glory to God. Remember, if someone you know or yourself has need of prayer, you can email me, SharitaBrightMinistries@outlook.com. If you know someone that is in a hospital that are battling COVID-19 or someone that's in a hospital that going through other sickness and infirmities in their body, and you would like us to add them to our prayer, sick and shut-in list, you can email me, SharitaBrightMinistries@outlook.com. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. If you know a family member or someone you know that has a family member that passed away for COVID-19 and you would like us to add them to our bereavement list, you can email SharitaBrightMinistries@outlook.com, SharitaBrightMinistries@outlook.com, so that we can come together on one accord and pray and intercede on behalf of families worldwide and internationally. Glory to God. Remember to lift up each other. Remember to pray for one another. Remember to speak life and not death. Remember to encourage one another and remember to smile. God loves you unconditionally and so do I. And I'm so excited for your future. Be blessed of the Lord.